Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
So tell me about Roberge's consultations that will examine the decline of French. Is that the actual title, or is they going to see if French is declining? Or is it a preordained thing?
I think you're right on the second point. It's a preordained thing, and I do think it's a correct assessment. But there is a bit of an irony here, of course, because Roberge has been the education minister for the past several years, and now he's going to try to find out why kids are not learning their French. Now, let's not kid ourselves. Learning French, French grammar, the accord, you know, between the verbs and the nouns and all that, much tougher in French than in English. But there's a huge difference in the province of Quebec between the private system, where lots and lots of parents, especially for high school, send their kids, they'll do anything they can to get them into those private high schools, and the public sector. And that's the key nub here. Kids, of course, are learning more and more English because they're exchanging online and they're doing that in English, and their French is suffering. So it is a very tough battle. But it's one that's going to have to be waged if the Quebec government is going to continue to make it a priority. They have to look at this. And I think Roberge better surround himself with better people than the ones he had when he was at education, because, of course, he created part of the problem that he's now going to analyze.
Okay. They're also going to hold some consultations on the future of hydro and energy in the province.
This is good news. Back in the day when I was the environment minister, we went across the province. We did a 17-city tour with our proposal for a Sustainable Development Act. It was well received, and that allowed me to come back to Quebec City and win an arm wrestle, for example. I wanted to include in Quebec's Charter of Rights the right to live in a clean environment, and we won because we had gone across the province and met everybody. What's a bit disappointing here is this is a huge honking subject. You want everybody to be involved. But, you know, if you're in Baie-Saint-Paul or if you're in Sept-Îles, it's not necessarily the case that you're going to drive to Quebec City to attend these hearings. So I think that the government is missing out on an opportunity because they have all of the ability to move this around the province and get two people rather than making people all come to Quebec City. But the idea of discussing and widening up the consultation around the future of Hydro-Quebec, that's a great idea.
Okay. Yesterday, what did the head of Via Rail say about the travel chaos during the holidays?
Well, I mean, you know, they were tugging a little bit at their forelock, but they also mentioned the fact that despite having said that he was on this case constantly, that El Gabra, the transport minister, Omar El Gabra, never called them and was never in touch with them. So he has a bit of egg on his face because, of course, he was trying to convince people that he was there all the time watching this thing. This is a horrible situation where people were stuck in trains with overflowing toilets for days on end because they weren't able to clear a track. And it wasn't, you know, it was a complicated situation, admittedly, and there are lots of reasons why it was so difficult in the middle of that massive storm. But at the same time, Via had to try to come and give some sort of explanation. And El Gabra, of course, had been blasting them over the holidays. I do think that it's a missed opportunity for Mr. Trudeau not to find somebody for transportation that would be able to deliver a little bit more in that file. Mr. El Gabra is obviously in over his head.
Tell me about this, this story about some level of concern about taxpayers paying the Wi-Fi of MPs. They do have expense accounts, do they not?
They do have expense accounts, and the Wi-Fi in your residence has always been allowed, was something you were allowed to expense, but it was actually a very small number of MPs who actually did that, actually expensed that. For example, I never bothered. I mean, it was my Wi-Fi at home. I wasn't going to expense that. But there were, you know, dozens of MPs, both Liberal and Conservative and others, who were sending that in as one of their expenses. So now the Liberals and the Conservatives, I guess there was a little bit of pressure when it became public. They're saying, okay, we're going to remove that from the list of things you can expense. So, you know, it's one of these things that a little bit of sunlight is the best antiseptic. If you want to find out if there's a bit of a sketchy thing going on, well, make it public. And here, the making it public made them all want to react and take it back and say, you can't do that anymore.
Okay. Our MPs are, in your opinion, are they fairly compensated?
MPs are fairly compensated because they have massive jobs. They're available all the time. They work weekends, they work nights, and they travel constantly. And yes, they're fairly compensated.
All right.
Members of the Quebec National Assembly are ridiculously underpaid. Mr. Legault is outrageously underpaid, which is a difficult thing because either you're going to get a millionaire like Legault, who's sort of going, I don't care what the salary is. You know, that's chump change for me. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to wind up with somebody who's saying, well, you know, that's actually a really good pay. Well, if you think that's a really good pay, because he makes about 200 grand, which is, I'm sorry, in this day and age, for the quantity of responsibility that he's got there, that's really underpaid for what he's doing.